Creating Behavior That Lasts, Becoming the Person You Want to Be. Authors, Marshall Goldsmith and Mark Reeder. The Truth Behind Triggers. A trigger is any stimulus that reshapes our thoughts and actions that have the potential to change us. They can be major moments, pleasant, like a teacher's praise, or counterproductive, like peer pressure, that confuses us into doing something we know is wrong. They can stir our competitive instincts, from the common workplace carrot of a bigger paycheck, to the annoying sight of our rival outdistancing us. They can drain us like the news that a loved one is seriously ill. They can be as elemental as the sound of rain triggering a sweet memory. Our environment is the most potent triggering mechanism in our lives, and not always for our benefit. The smell of bacon wafts up from the kitchen, and we forget our doctor's advice about lowering our cholesterol. Our colleagues work late every night, so we feel obligated to match their commitment, and miss one of our kids' football games, then another, then another. This is how our environment triggers undesirable behavior. Because our environmental factors are so often outside of our control, we may think there is not much we can do about them. We feel like victims of circumstances, puppets of fate. Fate is the hand of cards we've been dealt. Choice is how we play the hand. Belief triggers that stop behavioral change in its tracks. Our inner beliefs trigger failure before it happens. We employ the beliefs as articles of faith to justify our inaction, and then wish away the result. We call them belief triggers. If I understand, I'll do. This belief triggers confusion. I've willpower and won't give in to temptation. We not only overestimate willpower, we chronically underestimate the power of triggers in our environment to lead us astray. Our environment is a magnificent willpower reduction machine. At least I'm better than... In a down moment after failure or loss, we award ourselves a free pass because we're not the worst in the world. I've all the time in the world. This faith in time's infinite patience triggers procrastination. An epiphany will suddenly change my life. An epiphany experience triggers magical thinking. The wheel of change. To understand a problem, you not only have to admit there is a problem, but you also have to appreciate all your options. And in pursuing any behavioral change, we have four options. Creating. It represents the positive elements we want to create in our future. We can be anyone we choose to be. The challenge is to do it by choice, not as a bystander. Creating spans a continuum from adding to inventing. We always have a chance to create better behavior in ourselves, how we treat people, how we respond to our environment, and what we permit to trigger our next action. All we need is the impulse to imagine a different us. Preserving. It represents the positive elements that we want to keep in the future. It requires soul-searching to figure out what serves us well, and discipline to refrain from abandoning it for something new and shiny, and not necessarily better. Successful people, by definition, are doing a lot of things correctly, so they have a lot to preserve. But they also have a baseline urge that equates steady advancement with constant improvement. They're geared to fight the status quo, not maintain it. Eliminating. It represents the negative elements that we want to eliminate in the future. It's our most liberating, therapeutic action, but we make it reluctantly, like cleaning out an attic. We never know if we'll regret jettisoning a part of us. Maybe we'll need it in the future. Accepting. It represents the negative elements that we need to accept in the future. Accepting is most valuable when we're powerless to make a difference. It triggers our finest moments of counterproductive behavior. If our immediate superior rejects our proposal, we grumble to our direct reports about how short-sighted our manager is, as if that's a more winning approach than accepting the reasonable people can't disagree. The engaging questions. We initiated an ongoing study with a steady group of participants in which people answered 6 active questions every day for 10 working days. We engineered the questions based on our experience and the literature on the factors that makes employees feel engaged. The 6 engaging questions are as follows. 1. Did I do my best to set clear goals today? 2. Did I do my best to make progress towards my goal today? 3. Did I do my best to find meaning today? 4. Did I do my best to be happy today? 5. Did I do my best to build positive relationships today? 6. Did I do my best to be fully engaged today? So far, we've conducted 79 studies with 2,537 participants. After 10 days of follow-up, the results have been incredibly positive. 37% of participants reported improvement in all 6 areas. 65% improved on at least 4 items. 89% improved on at least 1 item. 11% didn't change on any items. 0.4% got worse on at least one item. Given people's demonstrable reluctance to change at all, this study shows that active self-questioning can trigger a new way of interacting with our world. Active questions reveal where we're trying and where we're giving up. In doing so, they sharpen our sense of what we can actually change. We gain a sense of control and responsibility instead of victimhood. A what? Every endeavor comes with a first principle that dramatically improves our chances of success at that endeavor. We have a principle for becoming the person you want to be too. Follow it, and it will shrink your daily volume of stress, conflict, and wasted time. It's phrased in the form of a question you should be asking yourself whenever you must choose to either engage or let it go. Am I willing at this time? Am I willing at this time to make the investment required to make a positive difference on this topic? We've turned the first five words into an acronym. AIWATT. AWAT. AWAT is the delaying mechanism we should be deploying in the interval between trigger and behavior. After trigger creates an impulse, and before behavior we may regret. The delay gives us time to consider a more positive response. The circumstances for deploying AWAT are not limited to those moments when we must choose to be nice or not. The question matters in the seemingly small moments that can shape our reputation and make or break our relationships. Behaving under the influence of depletion. You wake up early in the morning and tell yourself you'll hit the gym after work. But at day's end, you think, I can skip today. I'll work out tomorrow morning. We possess a limited conceptual resource called ego strength, which is depleted through the day by our various efforts at self-regulation, resisting temptations, inhibiting our desires, controlling our thoughts and statements, and adhering to other people's rules. How do we overcome depletion? Through structure. Structure slows down how fast our discipline and self-control disappear. When we've structure, we don't have to make as many choices. We just follow the plan. The hazard of living a changeless life. Imagine living a life in which nothing has changed. We're not talking about working at the same company your entire adult life, or staying with the same friends and those whom you love, or never leaving the community you were born in. Those are choices to be honored, not regretted. Nor are we talking about going through life and never changing the food we order in a restaurant, the style of clothes we wear, the books we enjoy, and the political views we hold. Going through life and never changing our tastes, opinions, and everyday preferences, even if we're the most obdurate person in the world, is unimaginable, because our environment won't allow it. The world around us changes and we change with it, if only because it's easier to go with the flow. And yet, there's one aspect of our lives where we wear changelessness as a badge of honor, our interpersonal behavior and our resistance to changing how we treat other people.